You know, it's fitting that on the day that we are here at St. Joseph Hospital with Scott and White talking about helping people and helping kids, that one of our sports stories today is how the Texas A&M women's basketball team, or should I say the fans of the basketball team, were number one in the nation in funds donated to the K-Yale Cancer Fund. That's one of the big stories. Of course, our story here, 1-800-299-KIDS is the number you call to help the children of the Brazos Valley through Children's Miracle Network.
Hey, so the Oakland Raiders, right? We know they are, the pro football team, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Just win, baby.
Yeah,
you
got
know
that okay. Got that crazy dude as an owner.
And every and they do. They've got that reputation, without a doubt.
Mm-hmm.
Bad owner, maybe the worst franchise, and a fan base that they deserve. How about the worst stadium name? Okay? The Oakland Coliseum, have you heard?
Yeah.
What is it going to be called?
I saw this yesterday.
I didn't see it.
Overstock.com. It's going to be the Overstock.com stadium.
Well, and Overstock.com is rebranding itself with its internet shortcut of O.co. So eventually it'll be the O.co Coliseum.
Perfect.
Or the O.Coliseum.
Oh, that's probably what they'll do. Oakland,
that's worse than a. That's worse than a foot. That's worse than a football stadium being named after a college that doesn't have a campus.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Of all those that you could do, the agreement will net the Oakland Alameda Coliseum Authority, who runs the stadium, $7 million over the next 6 years. Both franchises that share the stadium, the Raiders and the A's, have indicated desires to leave those current digs. So Overstock.com can opt out of the agreement if either of the teams decides that they want to move. Yeah, you're right. It says here it's going to rebrand itself as O.co, so that will be a little bit confusing.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Sheen. Yeah, go ahead.
So if they move, they'll take all the field glasses of binoculars that have been found in the stadium and put them on Overstock.com.
Yeah, really. Yeah, that's where all the lost and found stuff goes.
Yeah, all the lost and found, yeah.
Cell phones, iPods.
Yeah. Everybody got your tinfoil hats together?
Oakland, so probably some guns.
Yeah. Fold up your tinfoil hats and put them on squarely on your little pinheads.
Okay.
A newly released letter shows that 10 days before his assassination, John F. Kennedy wrote to the head of the CIA demanding to be shown highly confidential documents about UFOs.
Mm.
Oh.
Ah, uh-huh. New conspiracy.
That explains everything.
Dated November 12, 1963, has the subject line, Classification Review of All UFO Intelligence Files Affecting National Security. The story can be told.
The shots didn't come from the grass, you know. They came from a spaceship, actually.
Came from outer space.
They
there
did.
Was a movie called that. It came from outer space.
Yes.
I don't think it had anything to do with that, though. All right, so what do you get when you cross social networking with a vending machine?
Hmm.
That's right. PepsiCo's social vending machine. Do you remember the viral video that was launched by Coca-Cola last year that featured the happiness machine that dispensed pizzas and free Cokes? Did you ever see that?
I didn't see that.
They did. So Pepsi's latest vending machine, the real deal, and will be introduced as a prototype at the trade show that's going on this week in Chicago. I guess that's the vending machine trade show. Now, that would be a cool trade show to go to.
Yes, I would want to take numerous dollar bills to that one.
And there are...
Because you can't take quarters anymore. I mean, quarters aren't going to cut it, so...
And there are, you know, quite often there are these trade shows where for like $100 you can go in and be on the floor for a certain day so you can see just this sort of thing. And so they're gonna unveil that in a minute. Hello?
Morning.
Yes.
Hey, we've got a bad wreck out here on 21 at the Mumford Cutoff right before you get to the Brazos River Bridge. I tell people to slow down.
Traffic stopped?
Yeah, it's a bad wreck, and there's the Highway Patrol is putting people around, but they just need to slow down and be careful. Lots of flashing lights.
Is that inbound to Bryan or outbound toward Caldwell?
It's going towards Caldwell right before you get to the Brazos River Bridge right there at that Mumford where you turn off to go to Mumford.
Got it. All right.
Excellent.
Good.
Thank you.
Appreciate
it. So that's
going to
be westbound 21, diverting traffic, major accident. So between Bryan and Caldwell.
That's right. Go down 60, maybe that might work for you. So anyway, they're gonna prototype this thing this week in Chicago. And again, since Texas A&M is a Pepsi campus now, right?
Ooh. Right.
You know, if
they have some representatives up there.
Yeah. And if it catches on, you know, we may see one in the newly remodeled MSC when they get done with that. I mean, think about that. So
the How about
social
that?
The only if they take Aggie Bucks.
Yeah. Good, good.
Yeah.
That way, because Daddy thinks that you're studying.
Exactly.
Social vending machine will allow users to send free soda to their friends. A person just has to pick the drink, enter the friend's name, the mobile number, and a personalized text message. The recipient will get the message and a code redeemable at another vending machine.
Oh, this just became the new generation of flirting.
It did, didn't it?
I bought you a Pepsi.
Yeah, at a place where I'm not.
Right.
Users can also personalize the message with a short video recorded by the machine.
I just think you're really cute, and so I wanted to buy you Mountain Dew.
So if you walk by and you see somebody acting the fool in front of a Pepsi machine, it's because they're recording their video to be sent along with that. The new Pepsi machine does not have a tie-in with Bookface or Twitter, at least not yet. The PepsiCo rep says that more social media integration will be part of Phase 2. So that'll be coming up for you. Look for that. Okay, good chance that movie snobs in your life are lying to you about all those classic movies that they've seen. So let's do a yep, yep, nope on these.
Okay.
These would be the top 10 movies people have claimed to have seen, but they really haven't.
All right, just one ground rule. Do we have to have seen it in its entirety?
I think so.
Okay.
I think that's it. It's either a yep or a nope.
Do we have to have seen it at the movie theater?
I don't think so.
Just if we've seen it.
Most of these, when they came out, probably would have fallen in that category.
Yeah, because there's a lot of older movies there's some older movies I've seen that wasn't possible for me to see in the theater. Yeah. So
folks in your cars can play along. Just do it silently.
Okay.
Well, I mean, especially if you're with other people in the car, it could cause confusion.
Yeah. Just blurt out, nope.
Yeah, if there are three of you in the car.
You could do it before me because I'll be delayed.
Well, no, you're going first, so you can't
I know,
be
that's what I'm saying.
That's right. Okay, so here we go. Number 10, The Great Escape.
Yep.
Nope.
Nope. Number 2, Goodfellas. Number 9, Goodfellas.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Number 8, Blade Runner.
Nope.
Nope.
Yep. Number 7, Apocalypse Now.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. 6, This Is Spinal Tap.
Nope.
Nope. And it's so sad because I'll fess up to it right here on the radio, because if he's listening, he's yelling at the radio right now. I still owe Joe Brown his DVD copy of This Is Spinal Tap that he lent me probably 4 years ago that I still haven't given back to him.
Can you believe out of these 10 movies, that is the only comedy?
Really?
That is the only comedy. Number 5. Again, this is the list of movies that people say they've seen, but they haven't. Number 5, Reservoir Dogs.
Nope.
Yep.
Nope. Number 4, 2001 Space Odyssey.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Number 3, Taxi Driver.
Yep.
Nope.
Yep. Number 2, Casanova. Excuse me, Casablanca. I haven't seen Casanova. Casablanca.
Yep.
Nope.
Really?
I've seen parts of it. That's why I asked the question,
because
I knew that one would be on there.
That's good. Yeah, yep. And number 1... Godfather.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Godfather.
I want to point something out that I think has happened for the first time since I've been part of this radio show.
All right.
So, better part of 10 years, off and on.
Yeah. part 1, part 2.
Part 2, part 3, that we're up to now. The third installment. The best is yet to come. To be continued. There was at least one yep on every one. We didn't have a three-noper. We had a three-yepper, but we didn't have a three-noper. So...
A three-noper.
Yeah, we had a three-yepper, but not a three-noper.
Thank you.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah.